This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free, 877-969-8600. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So last week on the program, we told you about the Hamas deputy foreign minister who walked out of an interview with a BBC reporter because the questions got a little too difficult. Well, folks, the Iranian foreign minister actually had another experience, shall we say, with a CNN reporter this time, asking about why they are so involved, in this conflict, or what is their position? Why are they doing what they're doing essentially? And what he says will boggle your mind. We're going to have that audio. It's kind of a lengthy audio. We'll go through, but it is worth it. And we want you to hear it, and we'll probably start it up in the second segment here of hour number two. But welcome to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome as we continue into this live Monday edition of the program. And, of course, we are broadcasting to our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station of AM 860 The Answer. And, of course, also broadcasting out to all of our great radio affiliates all across the dial, all across the U.S., and where you can hear the program. And by the way, welcome to 101.5 KDON, listening in Las Vegas, Nevada right now. They are the talk of Las Vegas, and they join us here in this hour. It's midnight on the West Coast, 3 a.m. on the East Coast. Well, it's 3:08, basically. We're glad to have you aboard. If you're listening on AM 920, The Answer in Atlanta, Georgia, good morning to you. And folks, don't forget, our telephone number is 949-822-7959. That number again, operators are standing by, 949-822-7959. And to round it all out, if you prefer not to call in to the program this morning, you can also send us a direct message. Simply head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com, where you can also find live streams to the program, including GCN Live. And simply go to KyleWarrenShow.com, where you can send me a direct message here during the broadcast. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and we will take it from there. And if you're driving a big rig this morning, if you're making deliveries, if you're in law enforcement, if you're a first responder, if you're working a shift, if you're working at your job this morning, whatever it is that you're doing, we want to welcome you. We want to thank you for everything that you're doing, because you are keeping America going, and that's what this program is all about as well. So we do have an awful lot to tell you about as we head through the hour this morning, and then, of course, hour three and four are also going to be really exciting, because we have Denise Simon coming up. We've got Frank Silvato coming up, and we've also got Patrick Highland. He is the insurance QB. He's also from the Sports Zone, from our very own AM 860 The Answer. And we're going to talk about the World Series. That's for sure. We're going to talk about football, but we're also going to talk about the World Series and these couple of games we've already seen. If they're the template for what we might expect, then maybe this going back and forth all the way to Game 7, you never know. You never know. But I do want to say just a quick thing here. Over the weekend, we got some really sad news. Some really sad news indeed, and that is that the actor Matthew Perry, who was famous, of course, for playing Chandler Bing 10 seasons on Friends, the smash 90s sitcom hit, has died. He was 54 years old. We understand initially it was ruled a possible drowning. No foul play, no drugs appeared to be involved. Now the coroner is now deferring the cause of death, and a lot of times it does take time to get that final report. But, you know, when I saw this come up as a news alert, it just kind of hit me, only because, you know, like so many people, we watched Friends for so many years. Matthew Perry, his own personal story had been one, of course, that he got involved in addiction. He made some real mistakes in his life. And he needed to go into rehab. I'm sure he did it more than once. He seemed to have come out the other side. And I remember watching an interview with him not all that long ago, in which he was talking about his journey and what happened, the mistakes that he made. He's trying to make amends of things and trying to get his life back in order. But he bore some real physical consequences to all that. And he could even tell you, he'd say, you know, if I look back at the different work I did on Friends, if you see that I'm super thin, that means I was really into the drugs at that time. And then when I seemed to be not so thin, I was, you know, off, and I seemed to be doing better in terms of his sobriety. But evidently he died in this hot tub. It was, again, initially ruled a drowning, according to some of these initial reports. But if this appears to be some kind of terrible accident, but whatever it is, he was a very funny guy, and I think he made a lot of people laugh. He had the demons, there's no doubt about that, and as I said, he seemed to have been coming out the other side of the whole thing, and so what a tragedy. 54 years old, that's just way, way, way too young. So for the loved ones, the friends and family, of course, our thoughts and prayers, our deep condolences. For a person who made us laugh and in many ways made us cry, but somebody who all you're going to have to do is flip on your TV, because somewhere right now, somewhere in the world, United States and probably every country you could probably think of, there's going to be a rerun of Friends running right now. And it was pretty groundbreaking for its time. Some people have tried to criticize it on rewatch, but nevertheless, there was only one Chandler Bing, and that was Matthew Perry. So we say a farewell to Matthew Perry. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back. 949-822-7959. Give me a call.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
Well, if you're just joining us, the high winds in Southern California have absolutely destroyed my garden shed. I am choosing to laugh about it. It was on its last legs, and now I have to replace the garden shed. So this this is what I'm going to be doing. But in all seriousness, folks, yeah, we have had a lot of high winds. We've had some power outages. But thankfully, we haven't had any other major consequences that I'm aware of in the Southern California area. But these winds were very, very mighty indeed. Very mighty winds. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back. Of course, Monday edition. We are live right now all across your radio dial from our home station, our flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida. Go to theanswertampa.com as well for more information. You can go to my website as well, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send me a direct message or if you'd like to find live streams for the program, including our satellite, and that is gcnlive.com. So you can go to Kyle Warren Show. We've got all the links there for you. And if you'd like to opine, once again, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And before we get started here in this segment of the program, and by the way, in about 30 minutes' time, we will be talking, of course, with our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. So you may want to stick around. Well, you need to stick around. Dare I say, you must stick around for that, because she's going to have a lot of things to say, of course, about the ongoing developments in Israel and all things politics. So be sure to stick around. But before we get started here, You know, AM 860 and Wired Differently proudly present Countdown to Election 2024 with Salem hosts Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, and Sebastian Gorka, live November 14th at the T. Pepin's Hospitality Center in Tampa. With pivotal topics that will shape the 2024 election, don't miss a VIP meet-and-greet session and guest appearance by the CEO of Wired Differently. That would be Todd Saylor. So get tickets now at theanswertampa.com. That's theanswertampa.com. Countdown to Election 2024, Tuesday, November the 14th. Tickets, again, available at theanswertampa.com. Brought to you by Wired Differently. So that, my friends, is going to be a very interesting time indeed. So head over to theanswertampa.com to find out more about how you can attend and how you can get tickets and everything. So this is going to be a lot of fun. I know that for sure. Okay, so earlier in the program, we mentioned about the Hamas deputy foreign minister walked out of the interview last week with a BBC reporter because they asked him about, you know, how do you justify these the massacre, the killing people while they sleep. And they say, well, we didn't even have an order to do that. I mean, this was just kind of happened. And I'm not trying to be light with it. This is how absurd they are. They honestly, and they believe that, you know, somewhere out there, they're going to be some sort of sycophantic, you know, people who are just going to say, no, they didn't mean to do that. They were probably provoked once they came across the border and people started fighting back. You know, that, you know, justified right there, you know. It's really terrible. Let's listen in here briefly. This was an interview on CNN, the Iranian foreign minister, talking to CNN earlier about why the U.S. is so deeply involved with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. So now there is a little bit of translation going on here, but I want you to hear the questions and I want you to hear how the Iranian foreign minister, decides, you know, how he's going to respond to this. So I want you to hear it in context. So here we go.
I want to talk about your time in New York because you spoke at the UN, and I want to quote what you said for our viewers. You said, I say frankly to the American statesmen, we do not welcome expansion of the war in the region, but I warn, if genocide in Gaza continues, they will not be spared from this fire. Is that a threat? Is Iran prepared, really, to go to war against the United States?
We don't want this war to spread out.
But with all due respect, your actions don't seem to match your words. You say that you are playing a constructive role in helping peace and security. But according to the Pentagon, groups affiliated with Iran have targeted U.S. forces or bases in the region at least 15 times now since October 17th, injuring at least 20 U.S. military personnel. A U.S. carrier strike group shot down 15 drones, 4 cruise missiles fired by Iran-backed Houthi militants in Yemen
that were aimed
towards Israel. President Biden said this yesterday.
He said, any attack that is carried out in the region, and if the U.S. interests are targeted by any group, you know, linking into the Islamic Republic of Iran without offering any piece of proof is totally wrong.
Okay, stop right there. I have to laugh. All this without offering any piece of proof. And by the way, in the interviewer, she gets an A+ on this. Go get them. Because she's rattling off this stuff of, you know, what you're doing, and you're, you know, basically, you know, somehow there's some kind of trying to bring peace in the region, or something. Is that what he was talking about? And that just made me think, well, that's kind of like, you know, the Joker, you know, is trying to make Gotham a happier place. You know, it's just, you know, everybody's so down. Why does everybody look so sad in Gotham? Well, I've got a solution, you know, and it's like, it's the Joker. Well, this guy, first of all, I don't know if he's trying to be funny, but it's coming off as being pretty funny. Let's continue.
You see,
2 weeks ago, I was in Iraq, also in Syria and Lebanon. I could see up close and personal that the people of the region, they are very sensitive about the developments in the Palestine. They were angry. They are not receiving orders from us. They act according to their own interests.
All right. Okay. Stop right there. Yes. What's the U.S. doing in the region? And the people, they're all kind of mad about what's happening in the region. And wait a minute. You trained Hamas. You gave them the okay. You are one of their primary sources of support and money. And somehow you think that, well, wait a minute, you know, the U.S. is coming in and it's doing all this stuff and it's kind of looking at it like, what? Who, us? What, Iran? What are you even talking about? We do not want this war to spread out, he said. That's a direct quote. We do not want this war to spread out. They helped to start this war. Lord knows they wanted to spread out, right? This is part and parcel of their, you know, sort of creating chaos and believing that maybe the time has come. Maybe the time has just come to make the big push to get rid of Israel and then also attack the great Satan, the big Satan, whatever Satan you want it to be. This is going to be their time. And somehow, any attack that's carried out in the region, U.S. interests are targeted by any group, you know, linking it to Islamic Republic of Iran without offering any piece of proof is totally wrong. Oh, brother. This is the kind of stuff that passes for, foreign ministry, I guess, because he is the Iranian foreign minister. And if you kind of sense that I'm not really taking him seriously, believe me, I take the whole thing seriously. I really do. But they seem to have this notion that they can send their foreign minister onto CNN and basically say, you know, we're not involved. You know, why is the U.S. involved, he asks. We are in our region. Bingo! That's the thing. We'll start a war with Israel, even though they are allied with the United States, and then sit back and feign, surprise. What? Wait a minute. This is our region. What is the U.S. doing here? Well, why did Hamas massacre, for real, Israelis and Jews, Americans, people of different nationalities, and take a bunch of hostages? Oh, right. Yeah, we're not supposed to ask about that. I'm surprised you didn't storm out of the interview. All right, folks, bottom of the hour break coming up. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. See you on the other side.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
U.S. USA News Update. Israeli forces are now in the second phase of their war against Hamas.
Israel is starting the second phase of the war to wipe out Hamas terrorists, the IDF. Israeli Defense Forces warning citizens in northern Gaza to get out now and head south for food and water.
Former President Trump came out swinging last night in Las Vegas, calling President Biden a crook who's seeking to imprison him.
Until he indicted me, I never talked this way. But now I say gloves are off. You know, he started a precedent.
The former president continues to enjoy a sizable lead in most GOP polls for president. The Texas Rangers wasted no time tying the World Series game one apiece Saturday night, handing the Arizona Diamondbacks a 9-1 loss in Arlington, Texas. Game three is slated for Monday night in Phoenix. Dave Collins, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Where's the money?
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Yeah, where's the money? Where's the money? Where's the money? Well, as we've been saying, James Comer found a bunch of money, and now it's time to try to have Joe Biden give some explanations about that money. And in particular, you know, where's the paper trail for the loan? Right? Where's the paper trail for the loan to Biden? James Biden. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue to race through and rocket through this Monday edition of the program. Wherever you're heading out to, whatever you're doing this Monday morning, we're glad that you're along with us and we're along with you. And the telephone number, of course, is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by right now. And typically, you'd usually hear something like, operators are standing by. Please have all credit card information ready. But you don't need that for this program. When you call in, you just call right in. 949-822-7959. Go to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message, or if you'd like to subscribe to my podcast. Do all kinds of things like that over there at KyleWarrenShow.com. All right. So, yes, where is the money? That is a great question. And also, of course, another great question is how long are they going to be able to hold out over at Team Biden. This from Breitbart. Congressional investigators need to ask the Bidens, what did you do for these companies as part of their ongoing investigation into Biden family corruption? Breitbart editor-in-chief and Breaking Biden author Alex Marlowe told New York Times bestselling investigative author Peter Schweitzer during a discussion on the Drill Down podcast, where do you think the investigation on Capitol Hill is going? Schweitzer, senior contributor to Breitbart News, asked Marlowe during a discussion centered around the editor-in-chief's latest New York Times bestseller, Breaking Biden. Do you think Comer is going to be successful? Are we going to see an impeachment? Where's this going to lead? Schweitzer, who co-hosts the podcast with his Government Accountability Institute colleague Eric Eggers, asked, highlighting the efforts of House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, Republican of Kentucky, in investigating Biden family corruption. Marlowe acknowledged that Schweitzer has white-pilled him on this subject, and he's been very cynical about where the country is going. However, he said Comer's approach, where it seems like he's going to, where he seems like he's kind of going for the lower bosses, the capo level guys in the mafia, and he's going to work up towards the real bosses eventually, seems to be a good plan. It goes on to say, Marlowe said Comer needs to start hauling people in at the top level in a way that is highly publicized, and he needs to ask specific questions. What did you do for these companies? What did you do for these companies? And that is, that of course, is a very, very good question indeed. He needs to ask in each and every case, it's going to be exhausting, what did you do for these companies? James Biden, what did you do for these companies? Hunter Biden, what did you do for these companies? Frank Biden, and all of them have to explain what they were specifically doing, Marlowe said, predicting that Hunter Biden alone will give, quote, unbelievable quotes because we've seen it when he's done press already. So, yeah, but that's a good question. You know, you got all this money, or you got paid, but for what? Right? Or how, and like in the loan, where you got a loan, but you definitely need to be able to show that there was a loan and not just a check made back from Biden, James Biden, to Joe Biden. All right, let's go ahead and take a telephone call. Line one, you are on the program. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I am just calling in because I want to know what has happened to Matt Bruce.
I understand the question very much, and unfortunately I don't have information on that that I can talk to you about right now. There's nothing really I can add, but I do appreciate your question very much. But we're going to be moving forward on the program here, but I do appreciate your call. I wouldn't be able to do that, unfortunately. I really don't have much to add to that. But again, I do appreciate your call, and I know that I believe he's made some public statements, but there's not really much I can say. But I do appreciate your call, and I'm sorry that I can't help you any further from there. But thank you for listening, and I hope that you'll continue to listen. So take care. All right. So that's a very good question, and I appreciate it. And it's not it's a question that I know that some people have been asking. But as I said, there's nothing I can really add that's not already in the public domain. So we're just going to move on this morning here on the broadcast. We are praying for him, and I know that a lot of people are. And I know that that's all very, very much appreciated. But thanks again for the call. And once again, back to what's going on with the Biden investigation here. He needs to be asked. And so does James Biden. So does Frank Biden. So does Hunter Biden. All these things have to be answered. And if they're not asking these questions, which I know that they will, it's not going to go any further. But I do think it's going to go further. I do think that they have, so much to go through, because at the turn of every spade of the proverbial archaeological spade, at every turn of that spade, they, are uncovering more things about Joe Biden and the Biden family and all of those different issues. In other words, it's not going away, as I've mentioned before. The uncovering of more information isn't getting us to the point of, well, there's really nothing there. This is a lot of hype. It's a lot of hoopla. It's a lot of this is all, MAGA politics and stuff like that. No, there's a lot of substantial things that are happening there. These allegations are taking flight because there's stuff there to lift it up into the air. And it's not simply going away. The contrast of all of this is the laptop, right? The Hunter Biden laptop, which was said to be Russian propaganda, Russian disinformation. And that all collapsed. That all fell apart. It was no longer, this has got to be from Russia. This has got to be what they've done. This has now become, it became shown that no, there was substance to this. Something was afoot with this laptop. And they didn't want you to understand what that was, right? And so, it's Russian disinformation, et cetera, et cetera. So, The things here could not be more different. These situations could not be more different. And I do think that the Biden family, as it were, and this is what Alex Marlowe talks about in his book Breaking Biden, this is the Biden family understands completely that there is a paper trail, that there are these bank statements, there are these substantial pieces of evidence that they're beginning to uncover, and if this continues to go in that direction, it looks terrible. It looks terrible for that, for them, rather. So, breaking Biden? Well, we'll see. And by the way, folks, I just wonder if Biden is not even going to be on the ballot, even given what we heard from James Carville earlier in the program from that particular story. It doesn't look good. The polling looks terrible. You're not supposed to really talk about it. They don't know what they're going to do yet. Is it going to be Gavin Newsom? Are they going to be able to, to get Biden to say, well, I want to step down because of family. I want to step down because of this or that. And then not run. Because they just want to win. If they could win with Biden, if they felt like just stay the course, don't change horses in midstream here, just keep going, they would. But the fact that we're even hearing about this in a very serious way, it means that they are terrified of this. They still want to win, but they just want to have their best chance of winning. And I do think that at least at this early stage, that best chance in their minds would be having Gavin Newsom run and, be the president. This is why he went to China. I would just say that that's exactly why he went to China. It wasn't because of electric cars or doing commerce and this other stuff. No, he wanted his picture taken with President Xi. That's what it was, folks. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. Coming back. We got a great song. Stick around.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Yes, that's right. Burn, baby, burn. Disco Inferno. And you know what? That's still a classic, and it still sounds good. And yes, I know how where disco went and all that and stuff like that. But I got to tell you, I mean, you know, you put a little time on it, and you listen back to that, and you say, yeah, that was pretty cool. That was all pretty cool. But you know me, I like all kinds of different music. As I grew up, I liked all kinds of different stuff. I do remember when New Wave started coming out and disco was waning there in the late 1970s, and New Wave was taken over, so it got a little dicey. But some of these great disco groups and bands and sounds, stuff like that. I mean, you put on a Bee Gees record these days and you can hear a lot of the craftsmanship that those guys had, and quality is quality, whether it's country, whether it's disco, whether it's rock and roll, whether it's new wave, whatever it is, If it's a quality record, those are the ones that survive, by the way, right? Those are the ones that survive. And some of them, you know, you'll hear like, you know, well, this is out of the vault from the 80s or something. You listen to it and you go, we listened to this on the radio back then? And that's because it has sort of a bubblegummy sort of, it's too on the nose in the genre and the era, right? But there are other records that you'll hear from whatever era you're thinking about, and if they're quality, they're good, they can be timeless, right? That's one of the great things about music, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, back with you here, 949-822-7959, as we stroll across your radio dial in the overnight hours all across America, and we have so much more to tell you about. And, of course, we've reached our second Trucker Traveler Report for the morning. And, we got a song here I think you're going to like. We played it once before, again, you know, when you got a great song, you want to keep hearing it. And in just a few moments, we'll be talking, of course, about the weather, and we'll talk also with Denise Simon here coming up in just a few minutes. But first, we're going to start with the Eurythmics. With a classic. Here we go, folks, for this Monday morning. Would I Lie to You? Eurythmics, when they were putting stuff like this together, they just couldn't be touched at all. I mean, this is really great. Just this arrangement with the horns, the horn section. You got Annie Lennox on a great, great vocal there. And she is a chameleon when it comes to a lot of these different things that she's done. It's just a really, really something. So this is one of their best tracks that really moves. Would I Lie to You? So that's Eurythmics again here for the Trucker Traveler Report. Let's take a look here again real quick at the weather. We have a lot of cold weather out there. It's in a band, and it's starting down in New Mexico, for example, but also in Arizona, Kingman, Arizona, Central Arizona, Southeast Arizona down near Tucson, and then up through New Mexico, Las Cruces, Carlsbad, Roswell, of course, up through Lubbock, Texas, Wichita Falls, as far down as San Angelo, through Dallas. You're getting the picture here. All through most of Arkansas, and then up through Missouri, Illinois, up through southern Wisconsin, Indiana, also down through most of Kentucky, up through Ohio, Cleveland, and then also it looks, I think the rain's going to be in Detroit. Let me check that here real quick. So we definitely got rain in Detroit, because there's also a band of rain that's following kind of that same trajectory, starting in Texas, certainly San Antonio, Dallas, Fort Worth, up through Memphis, Tennessee, on up through Louisville, Kentucky. Again, one long band of rain up through Cleveland, up through Erie, Pennsylvania, Buffalo, New York, and then covering most of New York State, through Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Providence, Rhode Island, Boston, Mass. Right now, and most of eastern Pennsylvania, lots and lots of rain happening right now. So be careful. We got some snow up in the mitt parts of Michigan right now. This is going to be up near Rogers City and Alpena, and it looks like the UP is doing pretty good. Some snow off the northern coast of near Munsing up there coming up. That's up on the lake. So be careful out there, folks, where you're traveling, and be safe, because that is our primary objective here, and that's one of the reasons why we do the weather report, is to help keep you safe, help give you kind of a heads up what to expect wherever you're heading. And wherever you're heading, again, we hope that you have very, very safe travels. Well, here in just a moment, we'll be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. If you have any questions for Denise, you can call us up, 949-822-7959. She's going to be with us here to the top of the hour, and then after your top of the hour news, she's back for another three segments. So we got a lot to talk about with Denise Simon. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, and happy Monday to you.
I hope it is.
I hope it is too. What do you think on this Monday morning?
Well, I'm thinking that the Jews now worldwide are the hunted.
Right. I mean, of what happened in Dagestan, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. I mean, they are now the hunted, and those were Palestinians. So this tells me that there's more justification day by day of what Israel has to do.
Which yeah. is, of course, yeah, eradicate Hamas. And stop them from having this ability to directly attack Israel. But you're right. This is way off the charts, Denise. It's the idea of, hey, we're going to storm this hotel and we're going to find out, are there any Jews?
Yep.
And the airport and the airplanes, and stop people and ask them for their papers. Stuff like this. I mean, this is like a horror movie. It's not right. It's not good.
Well, and again, it isn't just Hamas. And we have got to remind people of that. Now it is not just Hamas. Palestinians, and I'm not saying every Palestinian, but the Palestinians are just as complicit in all of this, including, I would say, the Palestinian Liberation Front, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, and even just normal Palestinians that... here in Gaza, because where were they? They didn't want to live in these conditions, and they knew that these tunnels were being built, and they had these weapons and whatnot. Why didn't they report this to anybody? You know?
Indeed. Indeed. Yeah, why wouldn't they have reported this? Well, I think there's also a lot of fear that goes on if you live in the Palestinian areas, I'm sure, if you're under the thumb of Hamas.
Look, a lot of Palestinians leave Gaza every single day under work permits to work in Israel. And by the way, a lot of this did not, and the majority of this did not happen when Netanyahu was prime minister.
Indeed, yes.
Because he was only prime minister since December.
All right, Denise Simon, hold on there real quick, because we're going to hit the top of the hour news here. And we're going to pay a couple of bills. And when we come back, folks, we've got a lot more to talk about with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Stay right there.
Third Watch.
Our
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.